This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
Shall we lift up our two hands to heaven and give God thanks for saying the last Sunday of the month of July? Give Him thanks for the revival season, the midst of the year, revival, move of the Spirit of God in our midst. Celebrate and magnify Him. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. We have said over and again, God is not looking for who to use. He's looking for who to bless. Amen. For every faithful steward in this commission, including all our online worshipers, expect the blessings of God in return for your stewardship.
Amen.
Thou shalt serve. And He shall bless. It's a covenant. I therefore decree your era of blessings.
Amen.
God is not looking for who to stress, but who to make whole. Therefore, whatever represents sickness or disease in anyone's body, in anyone's system, in anyone's family, by your consistent and fruitful stewardship, as demonstrated through these last 2 months, in the midst of the year, where God has ordained to scatter all everlasting mountains and level out of perpetual hills, every sickness is cursed from the roots. God is not looking for who to humiliate, but who to honor. Welcome to your era of honor.
Amen.
Shame and reproach will never be mentioned with you again.
Amen.
God is not looking for who to molest, but who to empower for triumphant living. They return with joy. Even devils are subject to us. Say, I give to you power. God is not looking for who to molest, but who to empower. Therefore, every arrow of the wicked that is targeted at you returns back to sender.
Amen.
These are some of the many blessings that accompany faithful stewardship. That's what makes serving God real-time big business. There shall none cast their young nor be barren in the land. For everyone that has offered himself to serve in this midst of the year revival, miscarriage is cursed from the roots.
Yeah.
Barrenness is cursed forever.
Yeah.
Your midst of the year revival babies shall be born.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
God is not looking for who to disgrace, but who to engrace for supernatural breakthroughs. Peter was tired. Jesus said, let me have your boat. He said, have it, sir. And the frustration of the night was turned to supernatural breakthrough without stress.
Amen.
Wherever anybody may be now,
yes.
Your next level breakthrough has just arrived.
Amen.
Give the Lord a big hand of praise. Lift up your two hands and one more time thank God for saying the last Sunday of the month of July and ask Him to speak to you this morning.
Speak to my life.
Speak to me this morning, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Is there any natural father that wishes that any of his children be poor? Okay, I have 7 children, and I'm not the only one in the world. So let one be a failure, one be a pauper. Distributes all those evils. Have you ever seen any father doing that? God said, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper. You want to know my will? I will above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health even as thy soul prospereth. So spirituality is the root that connects us to every provision in the kingdom. Even as thy soul prospereth. To the level of the prosperity of your soul. I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. That's where the task is. The will of God is clear. It's the root we need to really identify with. Spirituality is the root that guarantees sustainable financial fortune.
Amen.
What do I call it? Spirituality is a root that guarantees sustainable financial fortune. You will say it 2 times because I don't say it 2 times until you hear yourself. Spirituality is the root that guarantees sustainable financial fortune. One more time. Spirituality is the root that guarantees sustainable all the people in the studio, put it back on that screen. One more time, say it. Spirituality is the root that guarantees sustainable financial fortune. One more time. Spirituality is the root that guarantees sustainable financial fortune. One more time. Spirituality is the root that guarantees sustainable financial fortune. 2 more times. Spirituality is the root that guarantees sustainable financial fortune. 1 more time. Spirituality is the root that guarantees sustainable financial fortune. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that these words will take root inside everyone under the sound of my voice today.
Amen.
And those who will listen to this message afterwards.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So shall it be.
Amen.
Is my year of breaking limit?
That is also my portion in Christ.
Give the Lord a big hand of praise. Please be seated. People in the studio, be smart, please. Be smart. That statement is short enough. Amen.
Amen.
Gateways to financial fortune. Today is our financial fortune banquet. Amen.
Amen.
So, and we've been on this teaching series, Gateways to Financial Fortune, and how that rhymes with what today represents. Now, let me give you this prophetic insight. The church of Christ will be visited with heavenly order of wealth in these last days.
Amen.
Let me hear your loudest.
Amen.
God has ordained a day to visit the earth with his jewels. And in that day, when I make up my jewels, they shall be mine, and I will distinguish them as a man distinguishes his own son that served him. God has ordained a day that is called a day of his jewels. Malachi chapter 3, verse 17 and 18. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked. Between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. So God has ordained a day of his joys to be made manifest in those who are serving his interest. To be made what?
Manifest
to those who are serving his interest. And God's greatest interest on the earth, the salvation of the souls of men. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. What will a man give in exchange for his soul if he gains the whole world? So the soul of man is the most valuable asset that God has on this earth. And the day of his joys will only be made manifest in the lives of those who are serving God's interest. That day is here. Where every faithful believer will become a channel for the flow of the joys of God. The joys of God. Heaven's riches. The Bible talks about according to his riches in glory. The riches in glory flowing through mortal men who are adjudged faithful. Amen.
Amen.
Now, he said, if you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who shall commit to your trust the true riches? Luke 16, verse 11. So, God will be committing true riches to faithful stewards. To what? He will be committing his true riches to faithful stewards. To faithful stewards. Now, let me tell you why. Before Jesus comes, there will be an earth-shaking revival.
Amen.
Which has started.
Yes.
Earth-shake is, I will shake all nations.
Mm-hmm.
Before the desire of all nations will come. And I will fill this house with glory, said the Lord. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine. So we are going to be tapping into a silver and gold.
Amen.
Can I hear your amen?
Amen.
This is so important, this is so vital. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, said the Lord. So we are heading for the best time in history in the body of Christ.
Amen.
The church of Jesus will be in practical command of the economy of the world.
Yes.
I'm saying that to you as a prophet. Whatever is from above is above all. So we can't be tapping into his gold and his silver and not be above all. The church will hold in our hand the solution to global crisis.
Amen.
By reason of empowerment from above. Heaven's wealth is coming down to the earth. Heaven's gold is coming down to the earth. And any man or group of people that can't cover the sun from shining can't stop this from coming to pass. He said to Jesus prophetically, sit down at the right hand until I make the enemies their footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of strength out of Zion, rule down in the midst of their enemies. And you know the rich ruleth over the poor. So the borrower is servant to the lender. So the church will be ruling in wealth. Amen.
Amen.
Unusual wealth.
Amen.
Unusual wealth.
Amen.
Some individuals will stand up and plan and build 10 churches, 20 churches, 1,000 churches, 2,000 churches, 5,000 churches. Because this earth is ordained to be filled with the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. So churches will be everywhere. Anybody who's angry now is just beginning. Churches will be everywhere. Everywhere. Now, listen to me. I saw it prophetically. You wake up in the morning, there will be song in every apartment.
Amen.
People will be rocking and dancing and celebrating God. If you have a 16 apartment building, there will be song in every apartment.
Amen.
Every bona fide child of God will have a chapel in his house.
Amen.
In case you don't know the meaning of heaven's word, look at this commission. Never borrowed, never begged, never had overdraft, yet never lacked. Amen. There are many, many people like that in this commission today and around the world in the body of Christ, who look to no man to keep things going. Somebody's blessed.
Amen.
Somebody asked me one day, what is the cost of that building? I said, I don't know. I just saw it the way you saw it. I don't know. I don't know. May you receive grace today to be counted a worthy channel.
Amen.
For heaven's true riches.
Amen.
Heaven's true riches.
Amen.
Is coming your way.
Amen.
It's 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 coming your way.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That's a good point to start. To let you know, this agenda is not man-made. It is God's own agenda. Before Jesus returns. Can I hear your amen?
Amen.
It's God's own agenda. And may you be a worthy partaker of this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
So never mind what is happening around the world.
Yes.
It's only beginning with them.
Yes.
There was so much famine in Egypt, but so much plenty in a county, in an area of the same Egypt. By the power of exemption. The covenant power of exemption. Darkness may cover the earth. Gross darkness may cover the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee. The Lord shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to your light. And their kings. Their kings. Their kings. To the brightness of your light. Their kings. Their kings. Their kings. When you are involved in an accident, you can't tell those who are trying to rescue you which hospital to carry you to. No, they carry you to wherever they think they can help you. Amen. The nearest hospital. It may be your enemy, it doesn't matter. They carry you to the nearest hospital. And they are kings to the brightness of your rising. Hey, please carry me to any church around. Any church around. Please carry me to any church around. I'm dying. I'm dying. The one say I hate church. We are in for the best of time. I'm glad to let you know we're in the golden age of the church.
Yes.
Where are we?
The golden age of the church.
We have always known that covenant people have always been exempted from hard times. So we will not be a partaker of it with them.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Well, it's also important for us to note that there is one law without which nobody can taste God's financial fortune plan. One law. Come on, say one law.
One law.
It's the law of giving and receiving. It's the anchor law that launches believers into realms of supernatural prosperity. The law, if you hate that law, you don't have a place in it. If you don't embrace that law in truth and in deed, you don't have a part or lot in this program. He said, receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth. And lay up his words in your heart. If you return to the law of the Almighty, you shall be built up. But please note, you must put away iniquity far from thy tabernacle. Then shalt thou lay up gold as the dust. Please put that thing on it. Call here, please. You shall lay up gold as dust, and the gold of Ophir as the stones of the brooks. Yea, the Almighty shall be thy defense, and thou shalt have plenty of silver. Come and say with me, the law.
The law.
Can I hear you say it again? The law.
The law.
If you don't receive that law in truth and in deed, you are not a candidate for God's financial plan. It's a law. You know that only those who breathe out can breathe in.
Yes, sir.
When you stop breathing out, you stop breathing in. And life ceases. When you stop, you start dying. If you don't restart, that's the end. Just like breathing is living, so is giving to accessing prosperity. When you stop giving, you start going down. As long as you keep giving, you start going up. We had the story of one J.C. Penney. He kept giving tithe as taught him by his mother. And he believed and began to do it, and God began to raise him up. At a point, he stopped. And everything stopped. Going down and down. Down and out. He ran bankrupt. Oh Lord, what's going on here? Oh son, check where you stopped. He restarted before he died. And then he began to go. Whenever you stop giving, you start going down. It's not a once and for all law. It's a once and again law. You don't breathe once and say, I breathed yesterday. No. You stop breathing, you start dying. You stop breathing, you start dying. We need grace for consistency in our covenant work. We need grace for consistency in our covenant work. We need grace for consistency in our covenant work. Consistency is the rule of the game. Consistency is the rule of the game. Consistency is the rule of the game. Secondly, I'd like to refer you back to the prophetic focus for the month, the epistle that was read, and go through it carefully. You see that the reason we are limited is because we lack a sense of purpose for his prosperity plan. If you don't understand the purpose, you have limited your access. Because the purpose is what opens it up and moves you from one level to another. Very important. Very important. What is God's purpose for our prosperity? God's prosperity plan is ordained primarily for the promotion of his kingdom. You cannot serve God and mammon, he said. Wherever a man's treasure is, there his heart will be also. For where your treasure is, there will be your heart also. Therefore, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Your financial resources and all these things that others are dying to get shall be added to you among others. Israel went out of Egypt with gold as luggage. They got to the wilderness. He wanted to build a tabernacle. So he called for it. Can I hear your amen?
Amen.
He gave them gold for luggage. So he can give it when he demands for it. 3,000 men said, we would rather die than let go of this gold. They were killed. God's primary purpose for empowering us for wealth is for the advancement of his kingdom. Yes, we are given those things to enjoy, but we must not miss the purpose or we'll be destroyed. God was going to build the temple and he gave Solomon. He empowered him for wealth. First, the law. He offered 1,000 burnt offerings. And that opened heaven over his life. Next, he offered 22,000 yoke of oxen, 120,000 sheep. He moved forward. First Kings chapter 8, verse 68, verse 63. But he lost the purpose. And so he became a victim. God is looking for channels to push through his silver and his gold for the end time earth-shaking revival. Matthew 24 verse 14. This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached among all nations, and then shall the end come. Every tribe, every tongue must be rich with the gospel before the end comes. In Revelation 5 and verse 19, and they sang a new song, thou art worthy to open the book and to open the seas thereof, for thou wast slain. And has redeemed us by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. It means every tribe, every dialect, everywhere, will be rich with the gospel of Jesus before the end comes.
Amen.
And I can tell you that demands plenty of financial resources. That's why I said the silver is mine and the gold is mine. And I'm looking out for those that can be entrusted with it. The silver is mine and the gold is mine. And I'm looking for those that can be entrusted with it. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, and I'm looking for those who can be entrusted with it. Now listen, it's not going to be something you achieve. It's something that is entrusted. And you will have that understanding. This is entrusted to me. This is not an achievement. It's not an accomplishment. It's God distributing his resources for his purpose through me as an ordinary channel.
Hallelujah.
Understand also that whatever comes your way as fortune, as blessings, they are as given you by God. For a man can receive nothing except it be given from above. You see, if you have this clean understanding, it will relax your giving life. It will relax your giving life, sir. It will relax your giving life. I never saw any building in Israel that caused David's house. Maybe I didn't ask. But David is still reigning with Jesus holding the key of David in his hand.
Yes.
And now, because of my affection for the house of my God, he testified. I've given all out of my own proper good. First Chronicles 29:3. Amen. And here is testimony. Verse 14. He said, but who am I? What is my people? That we should be able to offer so willingly after this sort. For all things come of thee, and of thy own have we given thee. That is the attitude that makes a celebrated giver. And of thine have we given thee. All things come of thee, and of thine have we given thee. All things come of thee, and of thine have we given thee. Please understand that this thing is not an achievement. and cannot be achieved. It is only entrusted.
Amen.
Hear the story of David. It was in the heart of my father David to build God an house. And God said, thou dwellest well because it's in thy house. So when it's in your heart to promote his kingdom, you supernaturally do well. You do well with a genuine kingdom dream. You keep doing well. You keep doing well. You keep doing well. You keep doing well with a genuine commitment to promoting the kingdom as a lifestyle. You keep doing well. You don't have to beg for it. You keep doing well. You keep doing well. You keep doing well. You keep doing well. With a heart to bless the needy, you keep doing well. With a heart to keep promoting the kingdom, you keep doing well. People with kingdom dreams never go down. People with genuine kingdom dreams never go down. People with genuine kingdom dreams never go down. People with genuine kingdom dreams never go down. I once shared a testimony. Someone was going out on the field. And I said, Jesus, if I have a Peugeot car, I would like to give to this man. Because he can manage that where he was going. Following day, somebody brought me a Peugeot seat. A Peugeot car as a seat. My secretary ran to me and said, sir, somebody just brought the Peugeot. I said, that was the car I was telling you yesterday. I never knew the number. I never touched the key. It is for that purpose. You can't have a kingdom dream and don't experience the wherewithal. A kingdom dream is what leads to financial boom.
Amen.
A genuine kingdom dream.
Amen.
One day, years ago, I had no bank account anywhere. I said, Jesus, if you ever bless me, I want to be part of building you churches. I was tired of seeing churches being built over 20 years. Committee members will pass, another one will come, and they won't finish. And they'll be fighting over it. Jesus, if you ever bless me, I want to be part of building you churches. You don't need anything in your hand. Just have it in your heart. If it's in your heart, it will soon reach your hand. If it's in your heart, it will soon reach your hand. It was in the heart of my father David to build an house to the name of the Lord. And God said, thou doest well that was in thy heart. Thou doest well. So you want to assess the realm of financial fortune? Carry a genuine kingdom dream in your heart. In your heart. A genuine kingdom dream in your heart. A genuine kingdom dream in your heart. Today we have over 6,000 rural churches that need to be built. Have a genuine kingdom dream in your heart. We are all members of the same family. We are going to the same heaven. Everybody, village dweller, city dweller, people that walk naked, as long as they are saying we are going to the same heaven, each one will have a mansion in heaven.
Amen.
There are no best quarters in heaven.
Amen.
Amen. No. A kingdom dream. Someday, Jesus, I want the power to building you one of these right churches. Someday, Jesus, I want the power to building you these right churches. Very shortly, we'll be sending missionaries en masse to foreign nations. En masse to foreign nations. We've taken quite a number of cities. We are now going to be taking the interland. You begin to cry in your heart. In your heart. You don't say those things to people. In your heart. In your heart. Just, if you ever bless me, Jesus, I want to build at least one of these churches. He checks you out to be sure whether you are sincere or not. He's sincere. So he puts that in your hand, bow. And you finish one. Before you wake up to know it, you want to do two.
Amen.
And then, bow.
Amen.
He puts it in your hand. And you just keep going and going and going. That will be your lifestyle.
Amen.
Without a kingdom dream, we are limited.
Mm-hmm.
In assessing this strange realm of prosperity that is visiting the earth. Some fellows will say jokingly or whichever way or meaningfully, don't you think they are printing money in Canaan land? Yes, if you want to buy, come. They will print for you, depends on what you want. 10,000. $1,000 we have. They print for you. 100,000, one note, we can print for you. Anything. It's a blessing of God. It gets people out of their mind when it starts happening. And that's what will be happening to you. Can I get your loudest amen? Please understand the purpose, and then your assets will be unlimited. Your assets will be what?
Unlimited.
Your assets will be unlimited. Your assets will be unlimited. Your assets will be unlimited. Your assets will be
unlimited.
Your assets will be
unlimited.
A very clear picture. You know, Solomon built one temple for the Lord. And when he lost touch with the purpose, he built 1,000 shrines for his strange wives, and they turned his heart away from the Lord. And God raised an adversary against Solomon, and the end was not good. The end was not good. The end was not good. He built those 1,000 shrines in the same Jerusalem. So why don't you build temples around the various cities of the nation? Well, I have an understanding here that greater than Solomon's in wealth will rise in this end time church.
Amen.
From various ministries, various denominations, people with their heart for God. People panting to see God, God's kingdom established on the earth, they'll be rising in their numbers.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So shall it be.
Amen.
So shall it be.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Well, it's also important for us to recognize that financial fortune in the kingdom is not limited to access to financial volumes. But it terminates all forms of sorrows. His blessings makes rich and adds no sorrow with it. Financial fortune in the kingdom terminates all misfortunes of life. Terminates all misfortunes of life. Terminates all misfortunes of life. For his blessings make it rich, and it adds no sorrow to it. His blessings make it rich, and adds no sorrow with it. I will open the windows of heaven, and I will rebuke the devourers for your sake. His blessings make it rich, and adds no sorrow with it. Thou shalt serve the Lord thy God. He said, if they obey and serve him, they shall live their days in prosperity, and their years in pleasures. In pleasures, it adds no sorrow with it. It adds no sorrow. And it adds no sorrow. We've tried to examine what we call fringe benefits of the covenant. Amazing. It averts curses. It terminates plagues. Glory to God. It guarantees health and vitality. It secures longevity. Amen. It guarantees fruitfulness. Terminates miscarriages. That's why he said, my God shall supply all your needs. Are all your needs financial? All your needs. All your needs according to riches in glory. So the covenant guarantees access to meeting all your needs. All your needs. All your needs. Thank you, Jesus. Let's quickly look at some vital keys to a world of financial fortune. We have examined the law. The law is standard. Amen. That's where we call the covenant with God. You are not in it, you are out of it. Vital keys to a world of financial fortune. One, be spiritually minded. All our blessings with God are in spiritual realm. All of them are in the spiritual realm. So only the spiritual can tap fully into them. To be spiritually minded, therefore, is life and peace, and to be carnally minded is death. I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. So our spiritual prosperity is fundamental to assessing the realm of financial fortune in the kingdom. Godliness or spirituality is profitable unto all things, having the promise of the life which now is and the one which is to come. Is the way to actualize the promises which now is and the one which is to come. Number two, engage tirelessly in covenant practice. How we need today the grace for consistency. In our covenant work, the grace for consistency, not off and on, not once and for all. Some share testimonies from 5 years ago, they don't have testimonies anymore. The reason is because they have stopped. There are many, many believers that hardly went through 1 whole year of full tithing. 1 whole year, sir. After 6 months, they have circumstances that come and made the word of God of no effect. So they bounce back again to their struggles. We need grace for consistency. 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 He that endures to the end, the same shall be saved. He that endures to the end, the same shall be saved. We need grace for consistency. We need grace for consistency. We need grace for consistency. Ye are they which have followed me. Through my temptations. who have continued with me in my temptation, and I will appoint to you a kingdom as my Father has appointed me. Somebody's story is changing.
Amen.
Covenant plan is not once and for all episode. It's a once and again episode. I tried to illustrate that the other time. When you stop breathing, you start dying. When you stop giving, you start going down. When you stop passing feces, you are on your way to the grave. One, there will be no taste to take anything more. Two, what you have taken will soon be turned to poison over time. So giving is a law of living.
Yes.
Giving is a law of living. You stop giving, you start dying. You start dying. You start giving less than is required. You start choking. I told you about the story of an elephant that I caught many years ago that consumes 140 pounds of straw a day and discharges 100 pounds of manure per day. If it discharges less than that, it will soon be gone. It will soon be gone. So as God has blessed everyone, even so, let him give. As God has blessed everyone, Deuteronomy chapter 16, even so, let him give. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of the Lord thy God, which he has given thee. We give according to the level of his blessings in our life. We are not donating. We are just discharging so we can be recharged. Can I hear your amen?
Amen.
You are the moment an elephant starts discharging like a cow, he's on his way to the grave. The moment the cow starts discharging like a ram, it's on its way to the grave. The moment a dog starts discharging like a cat, it's on its way to the grave. So everyone according to the blessings of the Lord God upon him, so let him give. So let him give. So let him give. When our offering for the year was 18,600, in that glorious year, my offering was there. That was everybody's size, including the president and founder. Everybody's size was that. You were all there.
Yes, yes.
And so we had to grow. Particularly those who minded consistency in covenant work. Began to grow. I release grace for consistency in your covenant work upon every one of us afresh this morning.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Number three, very important, walk in financial integrity. Be committed to walking in financial integrity. This is very vital. Thou shalt put iniquity away from thy tabernacle, then shalt thou lay up gold as dust, and the gold of Ophir as the stones of the brook. Yea, the Almighty shall be thy defense, and thou shalt have plenty of silver. People always miss that. Put iniquity far from your tabernacle, or you never step into that realm. You never assess that realm. Stop playing financial games. Stop changing books. Stop manipulating your partners. Stop cheating on people. That's where the spirituality comes in. No one will ever prosper beyond the spiritual rating with God. Beyond the spiritual rating with God. You know what Abraham said? I will not take nothing from you unless you say you make Abraham rich. Don't take it before they take it, because they take it. You don't belong to the same family.
Yes, sir.
You know, one of the most blessed people in scriptures is the man called Job. You saw the covenant he made with God. In Job 31, verse 1 to the end. A covenant of integrity. 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 The wife said, are you still holding to your integrity? Home-rooted integrity. Home-rooted integrity. And God was bragging about him. If you consider my servant Job, there is none like him on the earth. He became the greatest of all men in the East. By strong financial integrity. Strong financial integrity. You know what they said about Daniel? We cannot find anything against this man except against the law of his God. A man of striking integrity. And Daniel prospered. Verse 28. So this Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius and in the reign of Cyrus the Persian. He was a prosperous man with a robust spiritual life. A robust spiritual life. Thou shalt put iniquity far from thy tabernacle. Everyone that will walk in this realm must have a financial testimony. An integrity, financial integrity test. You must have financial integrity testimony. The curse of the law remains in the house of the thief. You don't need that. You don't need that. When God curses, no man can bless. You don't need that. And when God blesses, no man can curse. And that's your realm.
Amen.
That's your realm.
Amen.
The realm of irreversible blessing.
Amen.
From God.
Amen.
The realm of irreversible blessing from God.
Amen.
The realm of irreversible blessing from God.
Amen.
That's your new realm.
Amen.
Let me hear your loudest amen.
Amen.
We all need a testimony of financial integrity. In chapter 17 of Jeremiah verse 11, he said, as the ostrich lays eggs and hatches them not, so it's a man that getteth riches and not by right, he shall leave it in the midst of his days, and at the end he shall be a fool. He shall leave it in the midst of his days, and at the end he shall be a fool. He shall leave it in the midst of his days, and at the end he shall be a fool. Grace to walk in financial integrity all the days of our lives. Receive it now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Very quickly, number four, be committed to being a blessing to the world around you. Be committed to being a blessing to the world around you. This is God's covenant with Abraham, of which you become partakers through Christ. In Genesis chapter 12, the Lord said to Abraham, and I will make thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And as long as you're doing that, I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. What? So we are blessed primarily to be a blessing. And we cannot be any more blessed than we are committed to being a blessing. So the more we are committed to being a blessing, the more blessings we receive from God. The more we are committed to being a blessing, the more blessings we receive from God. Now, in chapter 22 of Genesis and verse 18, hear what the word says. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. In thy seed. And if you be Christ, then you are Abraham's seed. And he has according to the promise. So God has ordained that the nations of the earth be blessed through his blessings in our lives. Can I hear your loudest amen?
Amen.
be committed to being a blessing, and the blessing will never stop flowing. In Proverbs 11, 24 and 25, there is he that scattereth and yet increaseth. And there is he that withholdeth more than his mate, but it tendeth to poverty. The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall himself be watered back unto. Be excitedly committed to being a blessing. There be no end to the flow of God's blessings in your life.
Amen.
Be committed. Don't play game with it. Be committed. Become at your level. The interesting thing about our covenant work is that you can start from where you are.
Yes,
you start, God is not a taskmaster.
Mm-hmm.
Start from where you are. The tithe of 10 naira is 1 naira. And I'm sure God will reckon with 3 naira out of 10 naira sacrifice. You can start from where you are. Today you are helping someone with a naira. Tomorrow it will be 10 naira. Next tomorrow 100 naira.
Yes, sir.
Another day 1,000 naira. And someday you bail somebody out with 1,000,000 naira.
Amen.
Can I hear your amen?
Amen?
That's the way it works. I was at the airport one day and they called from one hospital in Germany that this my son was going to lose his leg except money is paid immediately. And I said, how much? They told me. I sent that money on the spot. Not 10,000 euros. Not 20,000 euros. Just be committed to being a blessing. The blessing will never stop flowing. Why am I saying this? An army of financial giants will rise in this church.
Amen.
As an army of financial giants is rising in this church.
Amen.
Not just local giants. Oh. Not local giants. He said the world has never seen their kind. Neither would there be any after them until the years of many generations. Generational landmark breakers. Ah. It's rising, and this is what will make it happen.
Amen.
You are just dreaming helps.
Yes,
you are dreaming kingdom promotion. You are dreaming being a blessing, and the blessing will keep flowing.
Amen.
Let me hear your loudest amen.
Amen.
That was the secret that made Job, the secret of God that was upon his temple. It was eyes to the blind. He delivered the poor that cried, and the helpless. That was his story. Job 29 verse 4, all the way to 16. God is faithful. Very quickly as we round up. Seek continuous guidance in your pursuit. Seek continuous guidance in your endeavors. The Lord said to Isaac, thou shalt not go down to Egypt. Famine is hitting here, but you stay here. And then he sold in that land and received in the same year 100-fold. The Lord blessed him. He went forward. He grew until he became very great. And the Philistines envied him. A nation was born out of a man out of following divine guidance. And we, brethren, as Isaac, we are children of promise. In Isaiah 48 and verse 21, and they thirsted not when he led them through the desert. He caused the waters to flow out of the rock for them. He cleaved the rock also, and the waters gushed out. Following his leading guarantees the experience of goodness and mercy following you all the days of your life. When you allow the Lord to lead you, when I allow the Lord to lead me, when we allow the Lord to lead us, only goodness and mercy will be following us.
Amen.
You'll never suffer a breakdown anymore.
Amen.
Therefore, commit your ways to the Lord. And it will continue to direct your path. Stop leaning on your own understanding. You only know where you are. You can't tell what tomorrow holds. Allow Jesus to lead you. And then you'll be glad you did.
Yes.
Children, have you any made? They said nothing. They said, cast your net on the right side. On the same water. Watch. You are not able to draw it out for multiple fishes. Divine direction is one of the fundamental requirements for flowing in financial fortune. Number 6, be committed to thinking and speaking covenant-rooted words. thinking and speaking covenant-rooted words. As a man thinks in his heart, so it is. You can't think poverty and experience prosperity. You can't keep speaking lack and want and flow in affluence. In Ecclesiastes chapter 5 and verse 6, the Bible said, "Suffer not thy mouth to cause your flesh to sin. Neither say thou before an angel it was an error. For why should God be angry with thy voice at thy voice and destroy the works of our hand?" So our words can destroy the works of our hands. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. I don't have anything anywhere. God does not know joke. Every idle word that a man speaks, he will give account of it. I have nothing in heaven or on earth as you are looking at me. Nothing in heaven, so they cancel what is in heaven. Nothing on earth, they cancel the remaining. I have not seen anything this year. Okay, has not seen anything. Yes. I don't think I believe in this prophetic message anymore. Don't believe. And blessed is he that believeth. Now that you don't believe, there shall be performance of those who have spoken to her of the Lord. Beware. And you know what you think is what determines what to say. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Those who don't think right can't talk right. But we have this word from the Lord in Psalm 35, verse 27. Let them shout for joy that favor is righteous cause. Let them keep shouting no matter what is happening. Let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified. We take a pleasure in the prosperity. To say how? Continually. How often? How often? How often? How often? How often? Let them say continually. Let the Lord be magnified. We take a pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. Let them say continually. Everybody that is serving God's interest is ordained to experience prosperity. Let them keep saying it continually. 1986, one of our very close deaconess in church came to me crying. I said, "What about?" He said, "We are talking about you in town." I said, "What about that you are going to be prosperous?" Ah. He said, "I should stop saying that." Ah. And there was a service that evening. So I got there and I said, "One of you was crying now." And I said, "What was it?" He said, "You are talking about me in town." I said, "Now, can I tell you something? I will not only be prosperous, I will be the most prosperous being on this earth." Wow. So everybody keep quiet. Amen. Let them say continually, whether they are mocking you or they are praising you, say continually, continually. Whether they are right or wrong, I don't know, but they said he's the wealthiest pastor in the world. And they are not lying. They are not lying. They are not lying. They are not lying, sir. Amen. Somebody does not borrow or beg. What do you call it? Wealthy. It's not the volume you have anywhere. You are not under stress any day, anytime. Zero stress. So I can tell you the truth. I never pray for money since I found this truth in 1982. I'm just operating. I said, we don't pray for money here. We just do what brings money. We just do what brings money. He knows where my heart is. People must be saved, must be established in the faith, must experience the fullness of redemptive blessings in their life. And that's what they're living for as a ministry. Well, we have spent billions on church planting this year. Already. By the supplies of heaven. The supplies of Jesus. The master builder of his church. Can I hear your amen? The master builder of his church. There is no man that can scare Jesus. They call the abundance of heaven the abundance of the sea. Can you drain water from the sea? Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
You can't. It will be a futile effort. Well, I know a time has come when we'll be telling you that, okay, we are spending $100 billion on church planting this year. Without stress. Not that, okay, bring money here. Don't bring. The silver is mine. And the gold is mine. Say the Lord God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. I can see the rise of an army of financial giants. Who we have no pressure anywhere on their lives.
Amen.
Who will be free from all forms of misfortune in their families.
Amen.
Who will not know any concern from any quarters.
Amen.
Who will enjoy all and rest all their life.
Amen.
And you are one of them.
Amen.
Stand to your feet.
Hallelujah.
Give God thanks. If you caught any life from heaven in this service, give God thanks. In Jesus' precious name, say with me, genuine kingdom dream.
Genuine kingdom dream.
Is gateway,
is gateway
to a world of financial fortune,
to a world of financial fortune
in the kingdom.
In the kingdom.
Genuine kingdom dream.
Genuine kingdom dream.
Ever increasing kingdom dream.
Ever increasing kingdom dream.
Is gateway,
is gateway
to a world of financial fortune,
to a world of financial fortune
in the kingdom.
In the kingdom.
Believers always do well.
Believers always do well.
Believers always do well.
With a genuine kingdom dream.
With a genuine kingdom dream.
I believe Jesus.
I believe Jesus.
That I'll be counted worthy.
That I'll be counted worthy.
To be a channel.
To be a channel.
For this end time.
For this end time.
Release of wealth.
Release of wealth.
Into the body of Christ.
Into the body of Christ.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father, Lord, I pray that everyone under the sound of my voice today. Receive grace.
Amen.
For consistent covenant work with God.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Get seated in a moment. There are people under the sound of my voice today that need to turn their life over to Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
But that's where the journey begins. And I will spare them as a son, as a man, spare his own son that served them. So God's financial fortune plan is for his sons and daughters. You need to become a member of that family. To be a partaker of that. Amen.
Amen.
So wherever you are around the world here, connected to this service, you'd like to surrender your life to Christ, I'd be glad to pray with you. And if you are there also, you want to rededicate your life to Christ, I'd be glad to pray with you. We are in the best era of the Church of Christ.
Amen.
We are in the golden era of the Church of Christ.
Yes, sir.
Don't miss out on this glorious wave.
Amen.
Amen. Wherever you are, lift up your right hand. You want me to pray with you to be saved or to dedicate your life to Christ? And I'll be praying with you right now. Say after me, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I surrender my life to you today.
I surrender my life to you today.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
All my sins.
All my sins.
Wash me.
With your blood.
I believe.
You died for me.
On the third day.
You rose again.
That I may be justified. Right now.
I believe.
My sins are now forgiven. I'm justified by your blood.
I'm saved.
I'm restored back to the faith.
I'm now a child of God.
Thank you, Jesus,
for saving my soul.
Amen. Be blessed of the Lord in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I cover everyone that prayed that prayer with the blood of Jesus. You shall not miss your steps on this journey.
Amen.
You shall make it through to the end. Sin shall no more have dominion over you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So shall it be.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Congratulations and congratulations. Please send us your new birth testimonies, your restoration testimonies at newbirth@lfcww.org. We'll be glad to partner with you on this journey. Jesus is Lord. Shalom.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.